This is John Batchelor. Conversation with colleague Peter Husey, the president of Geostrategic Analysis, a fellow at the National Institute for Deterrent Studies. This is about the nuclear arsenal. The U.S. is committed to maintaining a nuclear arsenal somewhere between 1,500 and 2,000 warheads. However, our adversaries are not committed to any number whatsoever, and they're proliferating. For example, it is no longer just U.S. versus Moscow as it was in the first Cold War. It's Moscow, Beijing, Pyongyang, and Tehran, four of the axes of resistance, perhaps more in future. Is the U.S. arsenal adequate to provide deterrence for the U.S. and for our allies, the commitment to the European allies, the commitment to the Asian allies, such as Japan and Australia and the Philippines? Is the arsenal adequate? Or, at the same time, is it correct to maintain all of the nuclear weapons in the control of the United States? How about giving our nuclear weapons to Japan or Poland? Peter Husey entertains all these thoughts and gives the positive and the negative as best he can. Peter Husey, National Institute for Deterrent Studies, the First Cold War is done. Maintaining the status quo of the First Cold War is no adequate to the scale of the challenge of four predator states.
Number one, do we need more? We need more capability. And if that means more warheads, then it's more warheads. I believe in the theater, the short-range regional missiles we need desperately in both Europe and in the Asia, because we got rid of them in 1991, except for a couple hundred gravity bombs in Europe. So, yes, we need more capability, definitely, and I think that means more warheads. There are those who say, no more warheads, don't need them. I agree with you. I don't see how we can cover our allies. And now your next question, should Taiwan, the Republic of Korea, Poland, and you pick the number of countries you want, should they develop their own nuclear weapons? Well, let me put it this way. If the threat keeps increasing and the dangers keep increasing, as Robert Gates pointed out in a recent article, the pressures on these countries, which is currently very high, to take it upon themselves to say, we love you, America, but, you know, you might not come to our help. We just don't know. We're going to develop an independent. Now, that to me is fraught with some positives, a lot negative. And the positive is Taiwan with nuclear weapons, Republic of Korea with nuclear weapons, China going to leave them alone. But in the process of developing weapons, China may say, we're going to attack your weapons development plan, so you're out of the business. There's an upside, there's a downside, John. And my view is once the Nuclear Proliferation Treaty unravels, it's not just the good guys who are going to get nuclear weapons. There are a lot more bad guys who would like to get them.
Peter Husey, more of this later. Thank you.